This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. As you may have heard, police in Missouri arrested a 20-year-old suspect in the shooting of two police officers during a demonstration in Ferguson last week. Organizers say they don't know the man who apparently shot from a car, although authorities say he did attend the protest earlier that night. Protesters say their movement against racial bias in policing will continue. Cities across the country have paid out a lot of money amid police misconduct lawsuits. Chicago, for one, paid out more than $500 million over a 10-year stretch. However, many cities have not taken a step that seems like common sense, looking for data that could help them avoid the problems that lead to lawsuits. Marketplace's Dan Weissman reports.
Police liability is Lou Ryder's turf. He's a former L.A. deputy police chief who now trains police officials on liability management. And he's been an expert witness for both plaintiffs and police departments in misconduct cases. And he says police departments rarely ask, what could we have done to avoid this lawsuit?
Most of the departments I'm familiar with simply say, oh, it's that wishy-washy court, or they don't understand what our problems are. We're not doing anything wrong.
So they don't ask, for instance, is there one group of officers that's getting us into trouble? In Chicago, Craig Futterman found the answer to that was, yeah. He's a law professor at the University of Chicago. He's won some cases against police. And for one, he got the numbers on whether certain cops had an unusually high number of complaints against them. A relative handful accounted for almost half of all complaints against police. And they were almost never disciplined.
There's a small percent who've been allowed to just do this with darn near impunity despite the bills racking up.
And the Chicago Police Department had never run the numbers to identify those officers. Joanna Schwartz says this is not unusual. In fact, she says Chicago keeps better records than a lot of places. Schwartz is a law professor at UCLA. She asked 140 law enforcement agencies, including 70 of the biggest ones, for information about police misconduct cases. A common answer? We don't know. She asked law departments, everybody.
18 of the largest cities and counties, and these are cities including San Diego, New Orleans, counties like Harris County, Baltimore County, they reported they had no records in any government agency or office reflecting how much they spent in lawsuits involving the police.
You'd think they'd want to ask, what do we even get sued for?
You would think, and in other kinds of industries, certainly in medicine, there are risk managers that are tasked with doing that very thing.
She thinks if settlements came out of the police budget instead of the general fund, departments might be more cost sensitive. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.